Kind enough to join me this morning is Tim Dimoff. He is the president CEO of SAC Security Investigative Services. And these new laws, guidelines came down over the weekend. So I reached out to Tim yesterday and said, hey, Tim, new goings on as far as cameras being able for families to take them into assisted living facilities for their loved ones. And Tim, thanks for joining me this morning. And certainly this is in the area of security and safety right up your alley. Talk to us about what led to these new laws in Ohio, my friend.
Yeah, Ray, I think this is a very positive law. As you know, and some of your listeners, we have a very large investigation firm, SAX Consulting, and we get a lot of requests about abuse or potential abuse in nursing homes, in assisted living facilities. And in order to get a camera in there, you had to have the permission from the facility. The facilities were very hesitant to put cameras in for various reasons. But this new law, it's called Esser's Law. It takes effect March 23rd, 2022. So, it's here. Governor DeWine signed it. It permits cameras and other electronic monitoring devices to be installed by the residents or their families or their guardians inside the residents' rooms. So that's what we're looking at. I think it's a very positive law.
Tim, let me ask you this. Through your world of safety and security, give us the background on what led to this law. You mentioned certain seniors and when you talk about misgoings on at some of these facilities.
Well, what has happened is lots of requests for investigations by private investigators, also police reports being filed by the residents or by the families or guardians of these residents. And the number of reports made and the number of complaints was pretty substantial. And there just wasn't a real solid way to really look into these cases. And what happened is many residences, guardians, and families, they would buy basic covert cameras and put them in their mom or dad's or family members' room in these facilities, and they would come up with some pretty significant and really sad footage of how their loved one is being abused. And that kind of pressure turned into pressure to come up with this law. So that's the main reason that we have it. And in order to do a camera or electronic in a room of a resident, you got to have permission by that resident or a family member or a guardian and also roommates that are in that room. And then the family members or the people that supply those cameras, they're totally responsible for supplying, installing, and upkeep in monitoring the devices, and there's no responsibility on the assisted living facility to be involved in that.
And Tim Dimoff is with us. He's the president CEO of SAC Security Investigative Services, and I know this law really affects a lot of the families listening to us this morning. Tim, on the technical end, as far as surveillance with cameras, this has come a long way where you can actually get the cameras put in there, how many you really want, if it's just one or two. And really, you can monitor by way of your smartphone, as a matter of fact. I'm not asking you to get too detailed, but to calm the nerves a little bit, Tim, this can actually be easily done by these families with these concerns.
Yes, it can be. And they can download an app called, basically, it's remote viewing. And by remote viewing, you can turn your phone on as a guardian or concerned family member. And you can monitor that camera 24/7 or anytime you want. And it's strictly confidential between the resident and the family member or guardian for that specific resident only in that specific room where that's your family member.
Tim, cases of elder abuse in the state of Ohio, I know, again, right up your alley as far as studies and research. Have they been on the increase in the last 5 to 10 years?
Unfortunately, Ray, elderly abuse is one of the highest types of crimes, abuse that's going on in this country. And there's just been a tremendous amount of abuse in facilities. We tend to see from our side with the COVID and everything else going on and the reduction in employees in these assisted living facilities and the pressure of the COVID period, it did cause a spike in abuse complaints. And I think that further initiated this law.
And then, Tim, my final question for you on this subject. Again, you're talking to a lot of families who say, yes, I want to get this done. Do they start by going to the facilities themselves and say, okay, I want to have the camera in my loved one's room. Where do I go from there? Is that where they start, Tim?
Basically, with this law, the facilities no longer can say, no, you can't, and that's been part of the problem in the past. A lot of people wanted to put cameras in, and facilities would not allow it. And people speculate they didn't want to, you know, worry about litigation and other things. And so now if someone wants to do it, they go to the facility and they say, we are going to put a camera in. Number one, the facility cannot stop them from putting it in. Number two, the person that puts the camera in, you know, must be a legal right to put it in, obviously a family member or guardian for that resident. Three, it's up to the total family member or guardian to put the camera in, maintain it, monitor it, the whole nine yards there. And there's also one optional thing that's not mandatory, but some facilities are going to require it, and that is some facilities are going to require that there be a sign posted in that person's room alerting people of the fact that this room is being monitored. Now, that sign is not a requirement of the law, but some facilities think that that's a smart thing to do, and many facilities have the right to say, you can have the camera according to the law, but our in-house regulation is you must post a sign.